You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business.
The word is OWASP injection. Spelled O for open, W for web, A for application, S for security, P for project, and injection as in introducing code inappropriately. Definition: a broad class of attack vectors where an attacker supplies input to an application's command interpreter that results in unanticipated functionality. Example sentence: injection attacks are amongst the oldest and most dangerous hacks aimed at web applications. Origin and context: Dave Wickers and Jeff Williams, working for Aspect Security, a software consultancy company, published an education piece in 2003 on the top software security coding issues of the day. That eventually turned into the OWASP Top 10, a reference document describing the most critical security concerns for web applications. Today, OWASP is an international team of security professionals, led by the Foundation Executive Director and Top 10 Project Leader, Andrew Vanderstock, dedicated to enabling organizations to develop, purchase, and maintain applications and APIs that can be trusted. Today, there are tens of thousands of members and hundreds of chapters worldwide. In the OWASP 2021 Top 10 Vulnerability List, injection is number 3, and the main weakness that hackers leverage is the developer's insufficient validation of user input. By sending applications data that the developer didn't plan for, hackers can retrieve sensitive information or compromise the application altogether. Probably the most well-known injection attack is SQL injection. But there are several others that include object relational mapping, OS command, and object graph navigation library injection. According to OWASP, quote, many organizations have poorly thought through security controls in place to prevent injection attacks. Vague recommendations for input validation and output encoding are not going to prevent these flaws, end quote. They recommend that the specific design goal should be making injections impossible, but that's way easier to say than to do. Developers have to understand the nuances involved in application data flow, command parsing, context, and escaping out of bad situations. With all of that in mind, the overall design parameter is keeping data separate from commands and queries. For mitigation, OWASP recommends building an automation framework that can test user input before code goes into production. There are also many security vendors who sell scanning products that can identify the most egregious and obvious injection issues in your code. Nerd reference: at the AppSec California 2018 conference, Justin Collins, the CEO of Breakman, explains what injection is.
So this is, I think, my definition. Maybe someone else has said this, but this is my succinct definition. It's when we have data that gets interpreted as code. We have values that should be data, and you should not be executing data. But instead, it happens, and then we have an injection vulnerability. And that data could be things like query parameters, values from a form. They could be values that come in as header values, files that are uploaded, stuff that comes out of the database. These are all things that should be data. And somehow they get interpreted as code instead, as SQL or HTML or JavaScript or CSS or Bash or a specific programming language. That's when we get an injection vulnerability.
WordNotes is written by Nyla Genoway, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.